Hello?
Hi, Maria.
Speaking.
Hi, Maria. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash.
Okay.
We received a chat to give you a call. I guess you had some questions, or I don't know if you were looking to reactivate the account. So I wanted to make sure I gave you a call. How can we help you?
Oh, I'm looking to reactivate the account.
Okay. Okay. Let me just go through some notes here. How's your day going so far? Good?
Doing good, yeah. How about you?
Awesome. Good, good. I mean,
okay.
Que bueno que ya llegamos Friday, right?
¿Verdad que sí?
So
tan rápido.
Yes, I know, I know. I'm like, where did the time fly?
Gosh. It's already April. Can you believe that?
You don't even want to know, Maria, because like I'll be turning 54 next month. Actually, an exact month from today. Día de las Madres, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where did the time go?
I know. Then
when my third daughter just turned 28, and I'm like, and I was looking at my oldest daughter today, or yesterday, yeah. When I was at my granddaughter's spring concert, and I thought, oh my God, me estoy poniendo vieja.
Oh my God, you're having all the fun.
I'm a grandma.
Yo tengo 55 y ningún nieto. Me muero por ser abuela.
¿Sabes cuántos tengo? Ni vas a creerme cuando te digo.
¿Cuántos?
I actually have 18. Between my husband and I, yes, our oldest grandson, Adrian, is going to be, he's 15 this year. Mia is going to turn 14. The youngest one, apenas cumplió un año. The youngest one.
Oh,
and then we have all different
God.
Ages. I know.
Love it. Well, enjoy that beautiful life. I only have one son. He's 25 and his name is Adrian.
Oh. I love that name. I love names that aren't common, you know?
Right.
But that's
right.
So awesome. Oh, watch. Ya cuando seas abuela, they're always going to accuse you that you love the grandkids more than you love them.
Oh, yeah. Yes, desde ahorita se los digo. I say, well, I don't, you know what? Right now, I'm, you know, the girlfriend and my son have been dating for 4 years, right? And I say, just get married.
You're already. Yeah.
Se va a ser fix en el camino. You don't have to have everything perfect. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I just don't care. Just get married. Give me some grandkids and that's it.
Yeah.
they say, oh my gosh. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
What is wrong with these kids? They have to have everything perfect.
But you know what, though? At least they think like that. My girls started having kids at a young age, and they're not married, and they didn't have stuff in place. And gracias a Dios, one of them, she went to college. She's just living her life. The other one, she don't have kids, but the two older ones, I would say my oldest is the one that probably is giving me the more headache.
Oh, my God. Normally the youngest one, right?
No, the youngest one, she's living her life. She works for American Express. She went to Boston University. That one me costó mucho dinero, ¿no? But bendecida, right? I'm blessed.
Qué bueno. No. Tú eres bendecida porque con tantos nietos, me encantaría tener aunque sea uno. Le digo a mi hijo, yo, aquí si me des un nieto, yo no voy a poder correr detrás de ello. Yo estoy quedando muy bien. What the heck is wrong with you? I'm not going to be able to see anything, you know, the baseball games, the ballerina thing, whatever, you know, nothing. It's only one kid that que tengo. Anyway.
Pretty soon. Que tengo mis oraciones, that it happens soon.
Thank you.
I know before you used to do the, we were handling the local SEO along with the Facebook advertising, right? And I think also we were managing your website. Okay.
Yeah.
Maria, I want to ask you a question, okay? A couple of questions. So you're the sole owner to the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. Te voy a hacer unas preguntas. Please don't be offended when I ask you because I'm seeing if you might qualify for this other program as well. Okay.
Okay.
Could you pass a background check last 7 years, no felonies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, ¿tienes seguro social or do you use the EIN? Because they're going to ask for the
social. Tengo seguro social y uso EIN del negocio.
Perfect. Okay. Now, there's no requirement for license for general contractors, but they want you to carry 250 in general liability insurance.
Yeah, do you have that? Tengo. For
beautiful.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. So there's this program. It's called Google Verified. Antes se llamaba Google Garantizado. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yes.
It's they're at the very tippy top of the page, right?
Yes.
Okay. They're not the Google campañas. It's Google. They say sponsored, but it's where you would pay per lead, but the lead no es como Angie's leads. It's not like the Home Advisor leads. It's not like the Thumbtack leads. These are leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing them with anyone. They are only sent to you. Okay. Now, what they require is what I just asked you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You meet the requirements. Now, for that program, okay, there is a one-time $250 application fee. You're going to fill out the application, upload your insurance document, submit it, and then we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. Now, once you're approved, which it could take 4 to 8 weeks, pero a veces, I've seen some people approved in 3 weeks. It depends how fast you turn in your application and respond to the background check. Pero ya cuando estés aprobada, we'll call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Llámame el mes que viene or call me next week to activate. Okay? Now, to turn on the leads, the minimum monthly budget, it's $832. Now, that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are $64. So cuando entra la llamada, es gonna rebajarlo del por supuesto, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, vamos a decir que somebody called you to come out and remove a tree. That is outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If someone is calling to solicit you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credit back. When it's qualified is if you gave a price over the phone. Hablaron de estimado, right? Or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, Google assigns a tracking number, right, that's linked to your phone. And it will identify with the AI system what's qualified and what's not. But we also have our team monitoring it. So si veamos que se le pasó uno, we're going to dispute it with Google immediately to get your credit back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from the budget, from the 832, lo que quedó, that's going to go over to the next month. So that means that the next month, you're only going to pay $64 because basically you're paying for the lead that you got the month before to get your budget back up to the 832. Does that make sense?
¿Por qué tendría yo este remaining balance si no entró suficientes leads? ¿Depende de ellos o depende que yo no,
yeah,
yo no hice?
Yeah, no. Depende. Como por ejemplo, yo nunca he visto que nomás cayó uno, right?
Uh-huh.
Pero vamos a decir, right? So let's say you got approved, you turn on, you're like, yeah, go ahead, charge the 832, turn on my leads. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let's say a lead comes in. You'll hear it say incoming lead, right? You talk to that person, okay? It's gonna, se va a rebajar to $64, okay? But let's say in
independently
that month,
if I get it or not.
Yes, correct. As long as you're talking about a price over the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
Or if you talked about, I'm gonna go over there and see you tomorrow at this time, that's qualified, okay?
Right.
But if they called you for a service you don't even offer, if they called you because, oh, are you hiring? They called you from an area that you don't even service. Those are unqualified, okay?
Right.
I will tell you this, and I know that you're one that always answers your phone. You're a businesswoman, right? Pero a veces,
right,
you might miss a call. Call that number back because chances are you'll get charged for it, but if you call that number back, we'll know, because let's say you call the number back and it was someone that was looking for, I don't know, some other service. Then you let us know, like, hey, I called that number back, and it was for a different service, so that way we can make sure you don't get charged for that, right? But you're pretty good at answering your phones. I don't see you having a problem not answering a call, unless if you're in the middle of something. But It's not, I don't know, you've used Angie's, right? Como el Home Advisor?
Yes, okay. I have used it, and it's kind of reminding me like that. But it's
horrible.
But what if I pay for the lead and then I don't get the business?
It's still a qualified lead, right? It's still going to be a qualified lead, right? Because even if you went and gave an estimate, right, and they decided not to go with your estimate, it's still a qualified lead. La diferencia,
and I have to pay for it.
Right, because it'll get charged. La diferencia with Angie's, and yo escucho esto muchas veces, it's because you hear the word lead, and companies like yourself who have used Angie's, it's like, oh, man, that sounds just like, you know, Angie's, right?
Mm-hmm.
With them, mm-hmm. te mandan la información, and they tell you, oh, hey, here, call this person. They're looking for your service. They're ready to hire you, right?
Right.
So then you call them, and then they're telling you, a veces no contestan, or they're telling you, I already hired somebody, or they're telling
yes.
you, or they might say, I wasn't looking for anything, right? And
yes.
it's because who knows when they captured those leads, when they ran their Google ads, because that's where they get them from, okay? So that's why it's different. With this, it's a direct call. You're going to hear when you pick up the call, it's going to say incoming lead. So you know
yeah.
it's coming from that program, and then you're on the phone with the potential client. We're not telling you here, Maria, call this number because they're looking for someone to do a room addition. You know what I mean? Or they're
right.
looking for a bathroom remodel. So
right.
it's complete opposite. It is something that you qualify for, and I wanted to share that with you so that, you know, if it is something you want to think about, at least you know you have that option. Okay.
When you're saying you qualify for, what does it mean? The $250? Do I say still have to pay it, or is
you
or,
still pay
or what?
The application fee? When I say that you qualify for it, is because you have the license, because you have a social security number, and you'll pass the background check, and not the license, but you have the insurance. Okay, and you have a Google Business Profile. So Google. For you to be a part of that program, to qualify, first thing is I always ask, do you have a social security number and can pass a background check? In the last 7 years, no felonies. Okay? Google, for this particular category, for the general contractor, all they ask is that you carry insurance, which you have. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I asked you those questions first, because but I guess it'll way to explain that if you don't qualify for it, right? If you told
Correct.
Me, Nadine, I don't have insurance, well, then I don't want to,
yes.
I don't want to, you know, that's like for me, if you tell me, oh, you might qualify, or I'll give you an example, right? I had someone tell me, oh, I got this thing in the mail. Oh, you pre-qualify for this credit card, right? I'm like,
uh-huh.
oh, okay, well, let me call. And it says you would get $5,000. So I do the information, and it says, oh, you qualify for $1,000. Well, I was super, and this was when I was younger, right?
Right.
And I was like, wow, how disappointing. Me puse como deprimida because I'm like, wow, first they told me $5,000, now they're only giving me $1,000. Like, I felt kind of bummed out, right?
Right.
So
right.
I don't like offering this program in particular to anybody unless if I know that they qualify. You know what I
okay.
mean? Because I don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
waste your time explaining it to you and then tell you, oh, well, Maria, unfortunately, you don't qualify. Okay? So
a friend of mine told me about this.
That.
A friend of mine told me about this before, and I'm not sure if I was in that before. I think I had it at some point, either with you or somebody else.
Not with us, that's for sure. I know that with us, tenías el Google Business Profile, la que tienes con los 11 reviews.
Uh-huh.
That's the Google Business Profile. Okay, that's the one that comes up on the first page, like when you see in the local map, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what
uh-huh.
you had with us in the Facebook advertising. Eso, tú estabas pagando $249 a month. Okay? Esa es una tarifa fija. You pay that monthly. And it doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. I mean, we're not charging you for every call or job. But that gives you the first page placement in the local map, campañas on Facebook. It includes also, I believe, yes, it's going to include the website. And then it includes the mobile platform y los directorios de Yelp y Apple Maps. Okay? So that's what that $249 covers. if you're doing the Google verified, que antes que se llamaba Google garantizado, that program, there's an application that you fill out with your name, your birth date, your insurance documents uploaded, your social security number. It's like an application that you're filling out. And that's a separate program. That's the one where you pay per lead. Y son los que aparezcan a mero, mero arriba y tienen el, it's like a blue check mark that says verified. So yeah, it's separate from the Google business profile that you have.
Okay. Ahorita no voy a hacer, no voy a hacer nada de eso porque mi temporada está empezando.
Ya.
Y entonces voy a hacer nada más tener el website donde yo pueda poner fotos y toda esa cosa y poner, tú sabes, lo que yo quiera. Eso me costaba menos al mes. Creo que estaba como $23 o $25 al mes.
Let me see if Joyce can help you with that then. So you don't want any of the Facebook advertising or the Google SEO? Okay.
No.
Okay, hold up one second here. How is business right now for you?
Very slow.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the weather?
I don't know. Ahorita conozco gente que tiene bastante trabajo. Yo no tengo. Yo normalmente tenía. Yo me estoy preguntando.
Right.
Ahorita estoy hablando con la chica que me ayuda con mi media. Y me estoy poniendo en dudar de que si son mis reviews, yo tengo creo que 2 o 3 reviews de allá, bueno, que son malos. No, yo nunca le pido buenos a la gente.
Where?
Así que voy a tener que pedirle a la gente que me dejen reviews, tú sabes. Ya está en mi Google y está en Yelp.
Estoy mirando Guadalupe. This one was from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You responded to it.
Yeah.
There's one from April.
Yeah, that was my first one. That one I did not respond. It was just sickening.
Yeah, that was still 2 years ago. And all the other ones are like 5 stars. There's only 2 that I saw. Solo mira.
Yeah.
So I encourage you, and that's one thing like with our program is that we have tools that you can use to, you know, request reviews from your clients. But I would encourage you get reviews because it's like the modern day word of mouth, right? I know like with a lot of our clients, when they're running with our other programs, we also assist them with any reviews that might be like, for example, there was one guy, he got a review that someone said that, they threw like stuff on his, like they were throwing diesel stuff out or something. And, so he ended up like, he's all, Nadine, I don't know why they left me this review. I don't run on diesel. And so, it ended up being where they had to, we disputed it with Google to say like, hey, this wasn't a good review, right? And then we ended up getting that taken off. It doesn't always happen, pero a veces, I mean, we'll attempt to try to get those reviews removed, you know, with clients that we have.
Right. No.
Okay.
I can do that. I can do that with, I mean, I can go back to my customers. Many repeat me, you know, But yeah. I did not understand before that was important. Now I do.
Yeah.
So I will go back, and right now that we're doing something different with the website, with the Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that, and I'm going to have these people.
Do you have a website right now?
I do.
Okay. So the website that you have, you want us to host it or create you a new one?
No. I do not want it created. I just
okay.
Want...
You want us to just host it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me go here. Who's hosting it right now?
No one.
Nobody. Oh, okay. Let me see if I can pull up your website.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I didn't see your website at all. Let me see. Yeah, because when I went, it used to be Salvador Remodeling and Construction Inc. LLC. Is that what it used to be?
No, when it was with you, mm-hmm. It was salrc.com, I think, or that pro.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see.
After I left you guys, I went with Oli Oli, and then it was Salvador Remodeling something.
Okay. Okay.
But when I was with you, it was salrc.pro.
Is that the one that you're wanting to activate?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure that we still have that and that we're not having to recreate it, because it's been, let me see.
Then if not, we will work with the other one. That's fine.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they have it, so that way, because I don't want to charge you yet until I know. Hopefully someone answers. How's your guys' weather over there right now? Is it still cold?
Yeah, it's cold and gloomy. Cold and gloomy today.
Aw. I'm just waiting for them to respond. Maria, you know, I have a card on file, but I don't know if this is going to still be the same card for the $29. Yeah, it says Maria T. Salvador, and then it's a MasterCard. It only shows me que termina con 3510. I don't know. It just says that on the name on the card is Maria T. Salvador. It says MasterCard ends with 3510, expires December of 28, and the CVV code is 616.
No.
Okay. So it'll probably be a different one.
No. Yeah. Okay. Va a ser por mes?
It's going to be $29 a month.
30.
Al mes.
¿No estabas 25?
No, it was 29. It was $29 a month.
Solo para tenerlo activo, that's it?
Yeah, just for the website. Normally, they charge more than that. It's typically $49. But as I was you've been paying $29. Yeah, you've been paying $29. Because originally, you paid $249. And then that's when you had the local SEO, right?
Yeah.
And the Facebook ads. So you were paying total was $349, right? You did that for like 1, 2, 3 months. Y entonces, back on, and this was back on the year 2022. So back then you were paying 1, 2, 3, almost for a year, you were paying, or probably over a year, you were paying $22. You paid that all through, I'll tell you from when. Eso empezó paying $29 in June of 2022, all of June, July, August, you paid that through the year, and then you continued paying that in all of 2023. In 2024, you continued paying that until May, and then you paid for March, April, and May of 2025, and then that was it. And then you canceled.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you the card number.
Okay. What's the name on the card?
Maria Salvador.
Okay. No middle initial tiene?
No tiene.
Okay. And is it still the same billing address, 646 Swan Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see here. Okay. And what kind of card?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5275-2001-2124-5065.
Expiration month and year?
It's August 29th.
Okay. And the CVV code on?
515.
You said August what, I'm sorry?
29.
29. And then the last three are 515. Okay.
Correct.
So I'm waiting for them to respond to me if we still have the same website. Now, you mentioned if we don't, what is the other website that you're going to want us to host?
The one that Oli had. I don't want to create any other.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to have them, they're probably out to lunch right now. So before I charge the card, I'm going to confirm with them first. And then what's a good time for me to call you back? Are you going to be available?
Yes, anytime.
Okay.
You're not going to charge unless you know, right?
Yeah, I'm not charging it. That's what I just said. I'm not charging the card until they confirm with me first that they have that website. If they don't have the website, I didn't see the Ali Ali website. It's not even active.
Okay. I'll see. If not, I'll see what I will do.
Okay.
I don't want to pay for another $500 to create one. It's ridiculous.
Who did you pay $500 to create?
Or anyone. I don't know. When I started with you guys, I was spending a lot of money.
When you started with us, you had the local SEO. You had the directories. You had the Facebook ads. You had the website and the mobile platform. That's what you had when you originally started with us back in 2022, right?
Nothing, nothing of those works for me. Por eso es que yo lo bajé al mes y después I just kept it up. It really nothing happened for me.
Okay. I understand. But I was just saying, that's why I was trying to figure out, like, who charged you $500? Because it wasn't the $500 for the website. I'm sorry if you feel like that, but that wasn't what they were charging. I just wanted to go over with you what was included. So, once I hear back from them, then I'll call you, Maria, to confirm with you. Because, again, I don't want to charge you if we don't have that website anymore. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
sounds
then,
good.
I will call you shortly as soon as I hear back from them, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.